expected that today, Tuesday, the 31st of July, all things being equal, His Excellency the President will, in line with the Constitution of the Republic of Ghana, present to the Parliament of Ghana a nominee for approval for the position of Vice President of the Republic of Ghana, somebody who will assist him to discharge the executive responsibilities of the Republic of Ghana. So all things being equal, we expect that as soon as we begin proceedings this morning, we expect to have the name of the President's nominee.
Well, Honorable, after the name is presented to you, what does Parliament do from there?
Well, ordinarily, our standing orders or the Constitution provide that Parliament will have to approve of the nominee before he assumes the office of Vice President of the Republic of Ghana. By that process, it means that he ought to be referred to the Appointments Committee by the Speaker, who will do the necessary investigations to check about the fellow's background, qualification, competence, integrity, morality, etc., and present a report to the House for consideration and approval. However, there have been some instances where the nominee need not go through this rigorous process. We don't have time on our side. Otherwise, we would have had to advertise in the papers and ask for people to submit petitions or memoranda as to what they know about the nominee. But given the fact that he's the second highest of the official in the land, and then time is not on our side, it may not be possible to subject him or her to this process. So we are in consultation. We are having discussions between the leadership of Parliament and the Speaker's office to find out how we can smoothen the rough edges and make sure that the fellow nominated actually is approved by Parliament in line with the constitutional provisions and that of the standing orders of Parliament of Ghana.
In view of what has just happened, how soon do you think this could be concluded to meet the constitutional demands?
I am hopeful that as soon as the President submits the nominee or his name to Parliament, today, Tuesday, if the name comes early now, by the close of day, we might have concluded with the approval, or failing which, if the name comes later part of the day, by tomorrow, Wednesday, the 1st of August, we should have concluded the approval process for the fellow to be sworn in and to start work. So we will use at least Tuesday and Wednesday, 1st of August, to conclude the matters, unless something untoward happens.
Well, Honorable, last but not the least, how is Parliament coordinating with the other authorities to ensure a smooth burial of the late president? How is the process going so far?
Well, they've set up a funerals committee chaired by Mr. Totobi Kwachi, former Minister of National Security during the Rawlings administration. And as the majority leader of the House, I'm the member of that committee, plus one other member, plus a member from the minority opposition side. You know, this was the president of Ghana. He wasn't a one-party president or an NDC president. He was for the whole of the Republic of Ghana. So in that spirit and in that vein, both sides of the House, the majority and the minority side, are going to be involved in this funeral process. In addition to that, they have set various committees to be able to handle various aspects of the funeral preparations. And then the two or three members of Parliament who are going to be members of the funeral committee will serve on various committees to ensure that we give our departed president a befitting burial.